Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem yizborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the second topic of Parshas Dvorim, where Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the story of the Chet HaMeraglim. The topic began with Psukim Vov, Zayin, and Ches, and then we had a topic within a topic, where Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the story of the Minui Hadayonim, from Posuk Tes through Posuk Yud Ches, and now we're holding in Posuk Yud Tes, where Moshe Rabbeinu continues the story of the Chet HaMeraglim. But let's chazer first Psukim Vov Zayin and Ches and flow right into Posuk Yud Tes. Adonai Eloheinu diber eleinu v'chirev limoir rav lochem sheves behor hazeh penus ulochem uvayu har hohem riv el kol shecheinov בערובו והור ובשפילו ובנגב ובחויב היום ארץ הכנעני והלבונוי נד הנהור הגדול נהר פרוס ראי נוסעתי לפניכם את האורץ בו יורשו את האורץ אשר נשבע אדוני לאבוי שיכם לאברהם ליצחוק וליעקב לוסייס להם ולזרעו מאחריהם ונישא מחרב, ונלך איס כל המדבר הגדול, ונרו ההוא אשר ריסם. דרך הרועה מרי, כאשר ציבו, אדוני אלוהינו איסונו, ונבוי עד קודש ברניה.
And we moved from חרב, which refers to Har Sinai. And we traveled the great and awesome desert that you have seen. What makes it great and awesome? Rashi says because there were huge snakes and scorpions over there. And we traveled through the mountain of the Amori as Hashem has commanded us, and we arrived at Kodesh Barnea. Says Rashi, Amidbor Godol VeAnoiro. What makes it Godol VeAnoiro? Shoyu Bo Nechoshim KeKoyrois VeAkrabim KeKshosois. They had snakes the size of beams and scorpions the size of bows.
Posuk ches voimar aleichem bosem adhar oemiri asher adonai eloheinu nosein lanu.
And I told you, you've arrived at the mountain of the Amori that Hashem is giving to us.
Rei nosan adonai eloheinu lefonecho es haoretz alei reish. כאשר דיבר אדוני אלוהי אבויסך הולך אל תירא ואל תחוס.
Almost a repetition of Posuk Ches. See, look, Hashem has given the land in front of you. How did Hashem give the land in front of you? We didn't get there yet. As Rashi explained above, in Posuk Ches, Hashem has proven to you that it's possible after the 10 Makos in Mitzrayim, after Makas Bechoyros and Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes HaMolek, consider it a done deal. And therefore, Alei Reish, go up and inherit. As Hashem, the God of your fathers, had told you, do not be afraid and do not break.
Posuk Chov Beis, Vatikrevu Neilai, Kulechem, Vatoimeru, Nishlecho Anoshim Lefoneinu, יחפרו לנו את האורץ ויושיבו איסונו דבור את הדרך אשר נעלה בו ואיזה הורים אשר נבוי עליהן.
And here's where the trouble began. And here's also a chidush that Moshe Rabbeinu tells us over here that we were not told in Parsha Shlach. In Parsha Shlach, the Parsha starts off that Hashem told Moshe, Shlach lecho anoshim, go send meraglim to check out Eretz Yisrael. And here Moshe Rabbeinu fills in a very important detail. It did not start from a tzivui from Hashem. It started with Vatikrivun Eilai Kulchem. You all came to me together. Not in an organized way. Rather, the young ones were pushing the elders and the elders are pushing the leaders. Not organized. That already is a bad sign. And you said, let us send men in front of us to check out the land. And they should bring us back information, what language they speak. Rashi dashes the word dovo or dibu, what they speak, and what ways we should go up. You know, there are straight ways and crooked ways. We want to know what's the best way to go. Ves heorim asher navi alehen, what are the first cities we should be capturing?
Says Rashi, "Vatikrun elai kulchem birbuvio, all mixed together." Ulalonu oimel. Later on in Pashas Voschanan, where they're coming for a good cause, there it says they came properly. Vatikrun elai kol rosh shivteichem vezikneichem. First the leaders, then the elders. Vatoimu heineronu. Oiso krivo, oiso genes. That was for a good cause, and the way you came showed it. Yelodim mechabdim esas kenim. The youngers honoring the elders, ushlochum lifneim, uzkeni mechavdim, mesaroshim lolechet lifneim. Avol kan vatikrivun elai kulchem, beirbuvio, all mixed together. Yelodim duichavim, mesaskenim, the young ones pushing the elders, uzkenim duichavim, mesaroshim, the elders pushing the leaders. That already is a bad sign. Vyoshivo isonu dovo, says Rashi, beize loshoin midahim midamrim. What language do they speak? There's going to be a way that's more crooked and less crooked. We want to know the straight way to go, or dafka the crooked way to go, to trick the enemy. We got to know all the ways. Which cities we should conquer first? Eventually we're going to conquer everything. But what comes first? Lichbush. Posukhov gimel vayita beinayadovor voikach mikem shneimasor anoshim ishechod lashovet. If we take it literally, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, and it was a good idea in my eyes. Well, it's a good idea in Moshe's eyes, then why is Moshe Rabbeinu rebuking Am Yisrael for this? Says Rashi, when the Pasuk says it was a good idea in my eyes, it means it was a good idea in my eyes to say okay to your idea. As we'll see in Rashi, not that it was really a good idea in my eyes. And therefore I took 12 men of you, one man per shevet. Says Rashi, Vayita be'enei adovo. Firstly, we make a diak. Be'enei, it was good. V'loi be'enei amokim, Hashem did not think good of this. Fact Rashi, v'im be'enei Moshe hoyotoy lomo aramor b'techochois. Why is he saying it as part of the rebuke? Moshol odom shol melech avere emfert Rashi. It's a moshol like someone tells his friend, Mechir li chamur chose, could you sell me your donkey? Omaloi hein, yes. And then he asks him, "Noisne atoli lenisoyin? Will you give it to me for a test drive?" I'm like, "Hey, sure." Behorim vagvoyz, can I take him at the mountain and the valleys to check out if the donkey's a good donkey? I'm like, "Hey, sure, no problem." Kevon shirosh ein meakvoy klum. Once the buyer sees that the seller has no reservations about his donkey going wherever you want to take him, the buyer says, "But tu aku ze shalayem tzaboy mum." He's sure that there's nothing wrong with his donkey. So when Yadom Aloy, he immediately told him, "Toil Maisecho, here's the money for the donkey. Now that I see that you're so sure of yourself, that the donkey's for sure a top quality donkey, I don't have to check him out. Here's the money, I'm taking the donkey." Ad kan the Moshel. Says Moshe, "Af ani, hoidei si ledivreichem. Vayita be'ene adovo means, I admitted to what you wanted. You want to send meraglim gesunte heit. And the reason I did that was because shemotachzeru bochem kishetiru sheini me'akev. I was hoping that you'll retract your request when you see that I have no problem because I'm so sure of the merchandise called Eretz Yisrael. That's what I was hoping. But v'atem lo yichazaltem bochem. This trick didn't work on you. You insisted on sending miraglim anyways." So Rashi is learning vayita b'enei adovo, namely that I agreed to send a miraglim, but not that I really thought it was a good idea. Vo'ekach mikem. Mikem, from among you, namely, I didn't just take random 12 people. Min abhugim shabochem, the best ones among you. Umin mesulosim shabochem, loshen soilis, the fine flour. I made sure to take tzadikim. And they were tzadikim when Moshe chose them. Shnei mosor anoshim ish echod lashovet. Magid shelo yehoyo shevid levi imoim. Shevet Levi was not with them because you're counting 12 men. It's interesting where Rashi needs to bring a raya from a diak from the pasuk. It says 12. Levi wasn't with them. Take a look in Parsha Shlach over there. List the Nesim, list the Shvatim. Levi's not there. Why do you need an extra limud that Levi wasn't with them? Ain't you there? Pasuk Chav Dalet vayifnu vayalu ha'horo vayavoyu ad nachal ashkoil vayiragelu oisoh. And the men went up the mountain and they came till Nachal Eshkoil. It was called the Valley of Eshkoil because of the story that the Meraglim took the cluster of grapes from there, like we learned in Parsha Shlach.
Vayiragelu oiso, and they spied the entire Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi at Nachal Eshkol Magid, Shenikra al Shem Soifoi. It wasn't called Nachal Eshkol when they came there. It was called Nachal Eshkol because of what they took from there. Vayiragelu oiso, melameid sheolchu bo arbo'o umonim, shesi vo'erev. They traveled four rows, shesi vo'erev, namely, they started with the southern border from east to west, and then they went up the western border from south to north, and then the northern border from west to east, and then the eastern border from north to south. That's arbo umonim, four rows, shesi vo'erev, crisscross. Posuk chofei vayinkhu v'yodom mipiri yoret v'yoridu eilenu v'yoshivu yisonu davor v'yoyimeru teiva horet asher adoyinu yaloyheinu noisein elanu. And the men, the meraglim, took with them mipiri yoret, from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say what fruits, but above in Parshas Shlach we saw it was a cluster of grapes and te'enim and rimoinim, figs and pomegranates. Vayiridu eleinu, they brought it down to us, coming from Eretz Yisrael, Kodesh Barnea, you're going downhill. Vayiridu eleinu. And the Meraglim brought back the report, Vayoymeru, Toivo ho'oret, asher Hashem Elokeinu noisen lonu. The land that Hashem is giving to us is a good land. Who said these words? Only Yeshua HaKalev, not the Meraglim. It's interesting the way the Pasuk phrases it. Vayoymeru sounds like all the Meraglim said it, even though we know, as Rashi points out, it was only Yeshua HaKalev. Says Rashi, V'yiridu eleinu magid she'eretz Yisrael gevoyo mikol ha'arotzos. That's where you have to come down from Eretz Yisrael to get to Kodesh Barnea. Vayoymeru toivo ha'aretz. Mi'ehem she'amru b'toivo oso. That was Yeshua HaKalev. Even though the other Meraglim did say the words, V'gam zovas cholov udvash hivezeh pirio. They started off with a compliment, but these words, Toivo Ha'oretz, were said by Yeshua HaKalev. Posuk Chavov, Avolei Avisem La'alois, V'atamru, Espi Adonai Eloheichem. And you did not want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Rather, you challenged and fought the words of Hashem. Says Rashi, V'atamru Losh Natrose. He trusts them keneged ma'amoro, you challenged and you fought the words of Hashem. Posuk chav zayin v'atiroginu v'oholeichem v'atoimeru b'sinas adoinoi oisonu oitzionu meret mitroyim loseis oisonu b'yad ho'emeri lahashmideinu. And you spoke negatively in Lashon Hara in your tents and you said, Hashem hated us from the start. He took us out of Mitzrayim because he hated us. Rashi will tell us, based on what did they say, such a ridiculous claim. And not only that, and now he wants to give us in the hands of the Amori to destroy us. Says Rashi, v'ateirognu loshen hora, v'chein divrei nirgon, odom amoyti dibo, to say negative words. Besinas Hashem oisonu, you claim that Hashem hated you, that's why he took you out of Mitzrayim. But the truth is, Hashem loves you. Aval atem soinim oisoi. You hated him, and therefore you're projecting what you think about him to what he thinks about you. Moshel hedu toimer, as people say, made belibor al rechimoch. What you have in your heart about your friend, made belibei aloch. You think that's what he has his heart on you. And the moshel is talking about your friend. But the same is true by an enemy. You hated him, and therefore you think he hates you. So he took us out from the very start because he hated us. Where do they see that? A human king had two sons, two fields he had. Achas shel shakyo, one a moist field. Good fertile land. V'achas shel bal, a dry field, hard to grow things in there. L'mishu oyhev, noisen shel shakyo. The one he loves, he gives the moist field. U'l'mishu soinei, the son that he hates. Noisen shel bal, he gives the dry field, it's hard to plant things over there. Eret Mitzrayim shel shakyo hi. Eret Mitzrayim is a moist land, fertile land. Because shenilus oyle, the Nile River goes up, overflows, u'mashke oysa, and waters the entire Eret Mitzrayim.
Mashenkein, v'eretz Knan, shel baal, it's a dry land. You'd have to rely on the rain. V'yitzionu mimitzrayim, lo sheslonu, es eretz Knan. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim to give us eretz Knan. Araya, that you hated us. You were stuck in as slaves in Mitzrayim. Hashem should have killed out the Mitzrayim and let us stay over there. That's Araya, that he took us out of Mitzrayim to bring us to Eretz Canaan because he hated us from the start. And now he's proving it again because he wants to give us into the hands of the Amori to destroy us. Posuk chofches ono anachnu oilim acheinu heimasu es levavainu leimor am godoil vorom mimenu orim godoilo isu vitsuroiz bashamoyim v'gam b'nei anokim roinu sham.
The Pasuk continues with Am Yisrael complaining. Ono anachnu oilim, where are we going up to? Our brothers have melted our hearts by saying, the nation in Eretz Canaan is Am Godoil v'romimenu, a great and mighty nation, mightier than us. And the cities have huge fortified walls reaching till the sky. Obviously, that's an exact exaggeration. But the point is, it's mighty fortified cities. The Gabbanei Anokim Reinu Sham, there were giants over there. Says Rashi, Yorim Gedoy Loitzu Vetzurei Bashamoim, Dibwa Ksuvim Loshna Vai. Psukim sometimes speak in an exaggerated Loshen to bring the point across. Posuk Choftes, Voimar Aleichem, Loisa Artsun, Veloisi Reun Mehem. And I told you, don't break in front of them and don't be afraid of them. Says Rashi lo yisar tzun loshen shvira, don't break. Ketargumoi. V'doim aloi ba'arutz necholim lishko in the posuk aniyev shibu necholim, whatever the posuk is talking about over there, the breaking of the rivers. So you see that the word ba'arutz is sa'ar tzun, means to break. Posuk lamed adoino yeloheichem ha'oileich lifneichem hu yelochem lochem kechoil asher oso itechem b'mitzrayim la'ineichem. Hashem your God, who is going in front of you, he will fight for you, just as he has showed you. Your own eyes saw it in Mitzrayim with the 10 makos just over a year ago. Says Rashi, Yilochem lochem, not to you, rather bishvilchem, for you. Posuk lamed alev uvamidbor asher oro iso asher neso acho adoino yeloi hecho kasho iso ish es benoi bechol aderech asher alachtem ad boyachem adam akoyim azeh. And the posuk continues, Hashem continued taking care of you in the desert that you saw. Hashem has carried you like a person carries his son throughout all your travels that you've been walking until you came to this place. Hashem was always carrying you. Says Rashi, v'amidbar shero iso muso v'al mikro shalem alohimenu. It's continuing the previous posuk. K'choyel asher oso itchem mitzrayim with the 10 makos. V'oso af b'amidbar shero iso kineso acho. And Hashem continued doing nisim for you in the desert to carry you. Kasho yiso ishes benoi, says Rashi, this is referring specifically Kamisha Pirashti, Eitzel the Posuk, Kriyas Yamsuf. The Posuk says, Vaisa malach v'elokim oilech lifnei machane Yisrael. And Rashi above, in Parshas Beshalach, told us, Moshol me'alech baderech, Moshol to a person going on the road, Ubnoi lefon of his son is in front of him. Ubo listim lish boisoi, bandits came to take him into captivity. So the person takes his son, puts him behind him. And Rashi over there continues, Bozeiv me'achar of a wolf comes from the back. He takes him and puts him in front of him. What happens if Bo listim lefon of Zeiv me'achar of? He's both attacked in front and in back. What does he do? Nisnanel zroyoi. He carries his son, Venil chamboem, and he fights both with the listim and with the Zeivim. Same thing over here by Kriyas Yamsuf. You had the Yamsuf in front of them, the Mitzrim in back of them. Hashem picked us up. Kasho Yisoish has Benoi, and he also fought the Mitzrim and also split the Yamsuf. Posuk Lamed Beis Uvadavoraze Inechem Maminim Badoinoi Eloi Heichem Haheleich Lifneichem Baderech Losu Lochem Amokoim Lachanoisechem Boeish Lailo Laoisechem Baderech Asher Tein Chuvo. In the following two psukim, I have two possible pshatim. I'll say them both, and I'll let the oilam decide what they prefer. Pshat number one, psukim lamed beis and lamed gimel, is Moshe Rabbeinu talking in the present. Namely, psukim choftes lamed aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu is quoting what he said back then, 39 years ago. Voimer aleichem, psukim choftes lamed aleph, that's what I said 39 years ago. And now, says Moshe Rabbeinu, uvadovor hazeh, and on this aspect, namely, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, einchem ma'aminim Hashem elokeichem, you do not believe, you do not have faith in Hashem, that he will take you to Eretz Yisrael. Although Hashem proved himself, he was going in front of you on the way to scout out a way for a place for you to rest, a camping place. And he went in front of you by night with a pillar of fire to show you the way to travel. And by day, he went with a cloud. Adkan pshat number one. Pshat number two, psukim lamed beis and lamed gimel are continuing the quote of Moshe Rabbeinu from back then. The Voimar Aleichem in beginning Posuk Choftes ends at the end of Posuk Lamed Gimel. And according to that pshat, Posuk Lamed Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu is quoting himself what he said back then. Although you saw that Hashem traveled with you in the desert, he carried you like a person carries his son everywhere you walked. Uvadovor hazeh einchem ma'aminim Hashem elokeichem. And on such a thing, you don't believe Hashem, that Hashem, you don't have faith in Hashem, that he's going to take you and conquer Eretz Yisrael. Hashem proved himself. He goes in front of you by day to scout out a place for you to rest, the camping places. He travels in front of you by night with a pillar of fire to show you the way, and by day with a pillar of a cloud. What's with you guys? The second pshat is reading it, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Bitmia, as a wonder, ! And it's a continuation of the quote, starting from Pasuk Choftes. The Olam will decide what pshat they prefer. Says Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Beis, uvadovor hazeh shehu mavtichachem laviachem el haoretz, einchem ma'aminim bo, you don't trust, you don't believe, you don't have faith. La'oischem kemoi lehar oischem, as if it's missing a hay. V'chein lanchoisom haderech, we had above in Parshat B'Shalach, lehanchoischem haderech. V'chein lashmiya b'kol toido, lehashmiya, v'chein oleches lagid b'Yisrael, as if it says lehagid b'Yisrael. All these places, examples of the missing hay. Posuk lamed aled. Vayishma Adonai es kol divreichem vayiktsoif vayishova leimoir. Hashem heard what you had to say, all your complaining and speaking negatively, and Hashem got angry and he swore as follows. Imir eish bo anoshim hoele hadoiroro aze eis haoretz hatoivo asher nishbati lo seis lavoizeichem. The Lashon of Im Yireh is Lashon Shvuah. Hashem, not if they will see, rather a Shvuah that they will not see. Hashem swore that none of these men, this evil generation, none of them will see the good land that I have sworn to give to their fathers, to their ancestors. Posuk Lamed Zayin, Posuk Lamed Vov. Zulasi kolei ben yifunehu yireno velo yetein esorez asher dorach bo ulevono v'yan asher milei acharei adoinoi. Besides for kolei ben yifune, he will be zoiche to see Eretz Yisrael, and I will give him the land that he stepped upon, namely Chevroin, that's where he went to. As Rashi will tell us, V'yavoyat Chevroin, I will give it to him and his children because he followed me full-heartedly. Says Rashi, Asher dorach bo Chevroin, Shenema V'yavoyat Chevroin. But there was another exception. There was another Yid who entered Eretz Yisrael. That was Yeshua bin Nun. How come he's not mentioned? He'll be mentioned momentarily in Posuk Lamed Ches. But first, the Pasuk in Pasuk Lamed Zayin tells you some background. Yeshua is not going to enter as a simple man. He's going to be the next leader of Am Yisrael. And how did that happen? Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Gam bi sanaf adoinoi biglalchem leimoyer gamato loisavoyshomo. Gamato loisavoyshomo. And Hashem also got angry at me because of you. 40 years later, 39 years later, in the story of Mei Meriva, because you started complaining about the water, that's what got me flustered, and that's why I ended up hitting the rock instead of speaking the rock, and therefore Hashem told me you also are not going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and who's going to take you over? Here's the second exception. The person that will enter Eretz Yisrael, but he's going to enter as a leader. Yoshua ben Nun hoy mei lefonecha hu yavoy shama oisoy chazeik ki hu yanchilenu es Yisrael. Yeshua ben Nun, the one who served you all these years, he will come to Eretz Yisrael and be mechazekim, because he will be the leader that will inherit Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael. In Pshat, you have to ignore this Aliyah of Revi. We're in the middle of Hashem talking. V'etapechem asher amaltem lovaz yihyeh uvneichem asher lo yodu ayoyim etoy voro heimo yavoyu shomo velohem etineno veheim yiroshuho. And your children that you claimed that they're going to be taken into captivity, and the children that today, little kids, they don't know the difference between good and bad, they will come to Eretz Yisrael. To them I will give the land, and they will inherit it. And as far as you're concerned, turn around and go back to the desert towards the direction of Yam Suf. Says Rashi, Pnu lochem. אמרתי להעביר אסכם דרך רויחב ארץ אדוים לצד סופוי ניקונס לארץ. My original plan was to cut through ארץ אדוים and conquer ארץ אדוים also, as we saw at the beginning of the parasha. Towards the north, enter ארץ ישראל from the ארץ ישראל south. קלקלתם וגרמתם לכם עיכוב. You messed up and you caused a delay. פנו לכם לאחריכם, turn backwards. ותהילכו במדבר, go in the desert, לצד ים סוף, towards ים סוף. שהמדבר שהיו הולכים בו, the desert that they're traveling through, is לדרומו של הר סעיר, הויו, the south of הר סעיר, מפסיק בין ים סוף להר סעיר, separated ים סוף ומר סעיר. עתו ימושכו לצד הים, go towards the direction of the sea, of ים סוף, ותסבו והר סעיר, go around הר סעיר, כל דרומו, the entire southern border, מן המערב, La Mizrach, from west to east. Posuk memale vatanu vatoimeru eilai chotonu ladoinoi anachnu nalev nilechamnu kohoi lashor tivonu adoinoi eloheinu vatach geru ish eskelei milchamtoi vatohinu la'alois horo. And you answered back and you told me, we have sinned to Hashem, and now we want to go up and fight and think exactly like Hashem has commanded us. And each of you, and you girdled yourself, you belted yourself with your weapons. Weapons used to be were on a belt. You tie the sword onto a belt. Vatohinu lalois hohoro. Vatohinu is the verb made out of the word hinenu. That's what they said. When they, hinenu v'olinu el amokim, they said in Parsha Shlach, hinenu, we are ready to go, vatohinu, and you ready yourself to go up the mountain to Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, vatohinu, loshen hinenu v'olinu el amokim, zeh loshen shamaltem, loshen hein, kloimar nizdamantem, you prepared yourself. Posuk mem beiz, vayomer Adonai elai, emor lohem, lo yisalu ve'lo yisilochamu, ki eineni bekirvechem, and Hashem told me to tell them, do not go up and do not fight, because I'm not among you, in order that you should not be plagued, not be killed and smited by the enemy. Says Rashi, lo yisalu. Rashi makes a drosha. The word lo yisalu seemed to be extra. All he had to tell him was, lo yisilochamu. What is lo yisalu doing over there? Loi salu darshan's Rashi is not a command, it's a fact. Loi aliyote elochem, you're not going up. Rather, elo yerido, you're going down. Namely, down into the grave, you're going to be killed. Posuk lama mem gimel, voada beir alichem, veloi shumatem, vatamu espi adoinoi, vato zidu, vata alu hohoro. And I spoke to you, I told you what Hashem said, Veloishmatem, you did not listen. Vatamru espi Hashem, you disobeyed what Hashem said. Vatozidu vatalu oro, you were over bemazed on the Rotzen Hashem, and you went up the mountain anyways. Vayetzehu emiri, hayoshev behor hahu likraschem, vayirdefu eschem, kasher ta'asenu adavirim, vayakesu eschem, beseir, adachomo. And the Emiri, who was living on top of that mountain, they came out towards you and they chased you, like bees do. Rashi will tell us what the mashal of the bees is all about. Vayaksu eschem, they killed you beseir ad chomo, until they reached a place called chomo. Says Rashi, kashon tzasonat dvoirim. Ma dvoiro azo ikshim mako eso odo. When a bee stings a person, miad mesa, the bee dies. Avheim ikesho yu noigim bochem miad mesim. When they killed you, they also died. Posuk mem hei vatoshuvu vativku lifnei adoinoi veloi shoma adoinoi mekoi lechem veloi hezin aleichem. Here's another chiddush that we were not told above in Parsha Shlach. And you returned and cried in front of Hashem. Either it's referring to some of the people that went up, although some of them were killed. Maybe some of them returned and cried in front of Hashem. Or this Batashuvah is referring to tshuva. The rest of Am Yisrael did tshuva and they cried in front of Hashem. But Hashem did not listen to your voices and He didn't listen to you. Says Rashi, V'loishama Hashem lekoilchem. The Loshon Havaya, Yud Kei Vov Kei, is the Shem of Midas HaRachamim. So what passes to say, and Yud Kei Vov Kei did not listen to you? L'chere, that's Midas HaDin acting. It should have said, Elohim V'loishama Elohim Mekoilchem. And for Rashi, Kavayocho Ilasisa Midas Rachamov, Yud Kei Vov Kei, Keilu Achzori, as if he's cruel. That's what this Avera of the Chet HaMeraglim caused. Posuk memvov vateishivu v'kodeishu mim rabim kayomim asho yeshavtem. And you dwelled in Kodesh for many years. How many? The same amount of years that you dwelled. A hard posuk to read. What does that mean? You dwelled in Kodesh for many years. The amount of years that you dwelled. Dwelled where? Says Rashi vateishivu v'kodeishu mim rabim 19 shono. How did he get to 19 years? Shenema kayomim asher yeshavtem bishar masois. The amount of years that you dwelled in the other masois, that is the amount of years that you dwelled in Kodesh. The sum total from here until where, from this point in time after the Meraglim until the present time that they're in Avo Yismoyev ready to enter Eretz Yisrael, the Hemoyu shloishim u'shmoyin hashana, 38 years. Divide that into two. 19 mihem also beKodesh, u'19 shono ilchim mutirofim v'chozu leKodesh. They went wandering around the desert, and then they returned to the same place that they were when they started off in Kodesh. K'mu shenemar v'yeni'em b'midbor. As we saw in Parshas Matos, Hashem made them wander in the desert. K'ach motzosi b'seder oilom, that's the pshat in this pasuk, that they dwelled in Kodesh the same amount of years that they traveled for the rest of the time. 38 divided by 2 and 19. This Perek Beis was put here by a goy, and therefore put an X on it and simply ignore it.
V'anefen v'anisa amidboro derech yamsuf kasher diber adoinoi eloi v'nosoves har seir yomim rabim.
And we turned around and we traveled towards the desert. Derech Yamsuf, towards Yamsuf, as Hashem has commanded, as Hashem told me. Vanosov es Har Seir, we went around Har Seir, from the southern border of Seir and Edom, Yomim Rabim, for many years. Says Rashi, Vanifen Vanisamid Boro. Ilu loichotu, if not for the Chet HaMeraglim, hoyu oivrim derech Har Seir, they would have cut through Har Seir, which is Eretz Edoim, likonis laoretz min droim elitzfoinoi, from south to north. But obishvil shekilkulu, because they messed up with the Chet HaMeraglim, hofchu letzad midbar, they have to go towards the desert shubein Yam Suf ledroim shel Har Seir. The desert that we're talking about is between Yam Suf and Har Seir. They're going to the southern, along the southern border of Eretz of Har Seir of Eretz Edoim, mina Mayrov laMizrach, derech Yamsuf. I'm not exactly sure how to read the following Rashi. I'm also not exactly sure what Rashi's map of the area looked like. But says Rashi, Derech Yam Suf, Derech Yetzioso Mitzrayim. The same direction they went when they left Mitzrayim. Where was Mitzrayim? Shul b'miktsuya droimis ma'arovis. Mitzrayim is in the southern western corner of Eretz Yisrael. And where they're traveling to, Mishamo Yoholchim Letzad Mizrach. They're going along the southern border of Eretz Edom towards the east. Manosov es Arseir, kol droimoy, the entire southern border of Arseir, ad Eretz Moyov, until you hit Eretz Moyov. Ad kan, the second topic of Parshas Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu recapping the story of the Chet Ameraglim.